It is time now to welcome Robert Clay to the program with this week's edition of Kentucky Bred, which is presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds. And a quick reminder before I do get to Robert, a reminder that awards up to $3,000 a race are available from the Kentucky Breeders Incentive Fund for winning an allowance or maiden special weight race anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine Racetrack. And awards up to $4,000 a race are available for winning a non-graded stakes anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine. And that, trust me, is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to tell you about more incentives right after this week's Kentucky Bred conversation with Robert Clay. Robert, good morning. Appreciate the visit.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Congratulations on all of your success with Grandview Equine. Obviously, you were involved with Three Chimneys Farm for a very long time and had a ton of success there, too. We'll talk a little bit about that, but let's start with Maige and the call we just heard from Travis Stone. As you were listening to the call, which I'm sure you've gone back and watched the race a million times, what was going through your mind?
Well, I was actually there, and what was going through my mind when that horses broke, that I really wasn't expecting Maige to win. And so when he sort of fired down the lane and my wife said, "Where is he?" I said, "Here he comes." And to be honest, it was probably as much a surprise to us as it was to many, but it was certainly thrilling.
What is it like to be now on the doorstep of potentially a second run at the Kentucky Derby with a horse that you bred and the full brother of Maige?
Well, it's a bit surreal. I mean, last year's experience, but to have a full brother come along, you know, it's almost unbelievable. As you know, in 150 years, there has not been a full brother or a half brother for that matter win the Derby. So maybe for this anniversary, it would be a great thing, and it makes the Derby all that much more special again.
Well, obviously the pedigree lines are identical. Dornock and Maige, both sons of Good Magic, who stands at John Sakura's Hillendale Farm. Puka is the dam. She is a daughter of Big Brown. Take me through how all of this this blend, this mating, came to be.
Well, it really started with a coincidence. I was at the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. My wife wasn't feeling well and went back to the hotel, and Barbara walked down and said, as they were putting the two-year-old group in the gate, "Okay, if I sit here." So I said, "Sure." And then we watched Good Magic, you know, win the juvenile. And I ended up buying 3 shares when he went to stud. And Barbara and I have this thing: when she's at the races and I'm in the races, she always seeks me out and asks me to come sit next to her. so we sort of had fun with it. But I bought 3 shares in the horse when he went to stud. And then we wanted to support him, and so went to the sale. And we're lucky enough to buy Puka and bred Puka to one of our shares. So that's how this came about. We really had the shares before we had the mare. We bought the mare sort of purposely to breed to Big Brown, and that's the way the cookie crumbled.
Robert, I mentioned that this segment presented by our friends at the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund and the Breeders Incentive Funds, and so much of what we talk about here is often on the racing side, but on the breeding side, the things that have been done with the Kentucky industry in recent months and recent years have really benefited everybody, even the breeders.
Absolutely. I mean, Kentucky is the one state really that has it right. Everybody else is trying to catch up to us, and so they put these incentives in their states for breeding programs. But our program is unique and has been from the beginning, in that it's open racing, and it pays those that have been bred in Kentucky. But the competition is is not restricted to Kentucky breads, and that's the difference, and that's why racing here is so strong, because we're not cheapening our product by restricting the quality of the horses in the fields, and we've become somewhat unique in that way, but we stayed true to that sort of principle, and I think it's paying off, and it's due to the really foresight and hard work of a lot of people way back when the program was founded.
Well, Robert, I want to wish you all the best in the Bluegrass Stakes with Door Knock, and all the best going forward with all the horses that you're going to be involved with Grandview. Keep up the wonderful work, and I really appreciate a few minutes here this morning.
My pleasure. Enjoyed talking to you.
All right, Robert Clay here on this week's edition of Kentucky Bred. Join me next Saturday here on the Equine Forum for another edition of this segment presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds, providing awards up to $5,000 and $7,500 for winning a Grade 1, Grade 2, or Grade 3 race anywhere in the USA and in multiple countries, and awards of $200,000 allocated to the top 20 claiming horses in Kentucky with the most claiming wins in the Bluegrass State. Breed them, raise them, race them. We all win with Kentucky Breds.